This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China should implement new concepts and focus on new targets in its economic work next year. Xi Jinping, also General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, has made the remarks at a symposium attended by representatives of non-communist parties and those without party affiliations. Xi says that the essential feature of the current Chinese economy is its transition from rapid growth to high-quality developing, which is a fundamental requirement in determining development ideas and setting up economic policies. The first South-South Human Rights Forum concluded in Beijing on Friday, calling for efforts to safeguard people's right to development. The two-day forum attracted more than 300 officials, scholars, and representatives from over 70 countries, regions, and international organizations. According to the Beijing Declaration issued at the forum, participants agreed that the right to subsistence and the right to development are the primary basic human rights. The main body of the right to development is the people. The term South-South refers to exchanges among the world's developing countries. Official data show that China's foreign trade saw robust growth in November, with both imports and exports beating expectations. Exports in yuan-denominated terms rose more than 10% year-on-year to 1.43 trillion yuan, according to the General Administration of Customs. Imports expanded more than 15% to nearly 1.2 trillion yuan, leaving a trade surplus of 263 billion yuan. In November, total foreign trade volume rose 12.6% year-on-year to 2.6 trillion yuan. Analysts say the export data was well above forecast and was mainly a result of increased overseas consumption as the holidays draw near. China's Ministry of Defense has concluded a two-week training session for United Nations International Peacekeeping Staff officers in Beijing. A total of 40 trainers and trainees from 23 international organizations and countries including China, Bangladesh, and Switzerland have taken part in the training. The sessions consisted of theories, expertise, and exercises on peacekeeping. The UN peacekeeping staff officers are mainly in charge of intelligence, combat communications, and training tasks in peacekeeping missions. To date, China has dispatched more than 36,000 personnel to the UN's peacekeeping missions. The UK and the European Union have now reached a deal to move forward with the Brexit negotiations. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says that the Commission has made sufficient progress in the first phase of the Brexit talks and will recommend to the European Council to open the second phase of talks. He has made the remarks after meeting with the British Prime Minister Theresa May, who arrived in Brussels on Friday morning to secure a deal over Brexit. The agenda of their meeting reportedly included a financial settlement, status of EU citizens living in the UK, and the UK's border with Ireland after Brexit. A United Nations humanitarian coordinator says the Yemenic capital of Sana'a was in tense calm following 6 days of bombing that have killed more than 200 people and injured 500 others. Jamie McGoldrick said on Thursday that the ceasing of airstrikes and military activity had given civilians an opportunity to venture out and try to seek help or supplies. Supplies such as fuel have been kept from entering Yemen because of a blockade of Yemeni ports by Saudi Arabia. The blockade was imposed after Riyadh said an intercontinental ballistic missile was fired into its territory by Houthi rebels in Yemen. North Korea says that any U.S. action to block the East Asian country by sea will constitute an act of war. The official Korean Central News Agency says in a commentary that the United States is working desperately to impose a maritime blockade against North Korea by modifying phrases in a UN resolution, while some hardline American officials are calling for a sea blockade against Pyongyang. The UN resolution, adopted in September as a response to missile launches by North Korea, imposes tough sanctions against Pyongyang, including an export ban on textile, the country's second most important export item after coal. This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi.